We are on Daf Chav Beis Amid Beis. We learned in the Mishnah the Rishayna Hayu Masiyin Masuais. So the Gemara asks, "My Mashmed the Masiyim Lishne Di Yekaitu." Where is there a Mashmois that Masiyin is a lotion of kindling? They used to kindle torches. The Chsiv Ayisoyim David Vanoshov. Metargeminon, this is speaking about Avodah Zarah, Metargeminon, Vaikdinon David. So we see that that is a lotion of kindling, of burning. Tana Rabbanon. Ein Masiyin Masuais, they only used to kindle the torches, Ela Alachoidesh Shenira Bismanoi Lekachoi. That means if the Rosh Chodesh was Yom Lamed, so then they used to be, it wasn't a Chodesh Muberes, it was Yom Lamed. So then they used to kindle torches. Ve'eimos ha'imasiyin. When did they kindle these torches? Lo'oir iburoi. The night after the 30th day. Iburoi is called the 30th day because if this day would not have been Rosh Chodesh, so it would have made the previous Chodesh, a Chodesh Muberes. So therefore the 30th day is called Yom Iburoi, and Oir Iburoi means the night after the 30th day. That is the Vayel Si Rashi. Eim Masiyim Mesuiz El Al Chodesh Anira Bizmanoi Lekachoi. So the Loshen is Shver, you're not Mekadish the Chodesh with the Mesuiz. Lehoidiyon Shenis Kadish. To be medir that the chaydish was niskadish. La'er iburai, la'erev, towards evening, yom shloishim, the evening after the 30th day, nagi lamed aleph, the night to the 31st day. Yom shloishim kori yom iburai, kidamrinan la'el, al shnei adorim shemekachim oisom b'yom iburayim, that Rosh Chodesh is the 30th day. Val Shem Shemimenu Ma'abrin Es HaChodesh HaYotze. This day is the day that we could be Ma'abr the previous Chodesh. Kori Yoim Ibur. This is the day which makes the previous Chodesh a Chodesh Muberes. Al Koponim the Baraisa said that they used to kindle the torches and that's when they used to kindle the torches. So it would seem from this that if the previous chodesh was a chodesh chaser, so then they used to kindle the torches. Yom Lamed was the Rosh Chodesh of the new month. Amolei loy avdinon. Rashi says, Reish Chodesh Chosar, Reish Chodesh Hanikva B'yoyim Shloishim, the Loshen is also Shver, not Reish Chodesh as Chosar, Reish Chodesh Hanikva B'yoyim Shloishim, Shachodesh Hayoitze Nimtza Achshav Chosar. That the previous month is a Chodesh Chosar. Yeah. So, in fact, the Gemara might amol eloy avdinan, but it seems that they only, or the Rosh Chodesh Chosar going at the Gemara further. Al Kaponim, it would seem that they only were Meisi Masuais when it was a Chodesh Chosar. In fact, the Gemara might time, Omar Abzeire, Gzeire Mishum Rosh Chodesh Chosar Shechaliyais Be'erev Shabbos. Maybe there will be Rosh Chodesh, and that means Rosh Chodesh will be Yom Lamed. That's what Rashi is, Rosh Chodesh Chosar, Rosh Chodesh Hanikva B'yom Shloishim, Shachodesh Hayoitzei Nimsa Achshav Chosar. That Rosh Chodesh is a Chosar. Since this became Rosh Chodesh, so the previous month is a Chosar. And Rosh Chodesh was Erev Shabbos. Amos Avdi. So when were they able to kindle these torches? Bafuki Shabbat. They can't kindle the torches the Leil Shabbos, it's Shabbos, so they can only kindle the torches Meitzoi Shabbos. is Be'i Amrit Navid Nami Amalek. But this is a simen. That means the kindling of the torches is a simen that the previous month was a Chodesh Chasa. Be'i Amrit Navid Nami Amalek. The Gemara had asked Akasha, let's make an Amole also. Why do you only make an Chodesh Chosa? We have, so when it's a Chosa, with the Meisi Masuis, when it's a Mole, the Meisi Masuis. So if that would be the case, also limited. So now the people will see Meitzoi Shabbos torches. Omri, so they'll have two tzadim. They'll say, could be Ay Chosa, could be the previous month was a Chodesh Chosa. Vahai deloy ovid me esmael. Ah, if it was a chodesh chosa, why didn't they kindle it last night? Mishum deloy efshe of Shabbos. Oidu me molehu. Could be the previous chodesh was a mole. Ubizman de ovdu. So memele, if the simin would be on both tziurim, sayin a chodesh chosa, sayin a chodesh mole, so if you'll have such a case, that the Yom Lamed was Erev Shabbos, and they'd be madlik Meitzoy Shabbos, the people would not know when Rosh Chodesh was. Frag the Gemara, there's an answer to that. Vili Eved Bein Amole Bein Achosa. Let's, in a normal case, let's be madlik the masuis sai by a chodesh mole sai by a chodesh chos. V'chi mikle rosh chodesh be'erev Shabbos. So you say if we'll do that, so when rosh chodesh will come out on erev Shabbos, so then we won't know pshat. Then loyli evid klal. Then they shouldn't make at all. V'kiven the loy of dinin moitzoi Shabbos. Va of dinin amoli. May the Yodi the Chosar. If it comes out that Rosh Chodesh was Friday, we won't make at all. So Memele, so then the people will understand the message. The people will understand that if it was a Mole, so there's no legitimate reason why they weren't Madlik Meitzoy Shabbos. So Sarai not a Mole. If it was a chosel, so why weren't they madlik? Because Fakert this man is the night after Rosh Chodesh, and since they couldn't be madlik the night after Rosh Chodesh, because it was Shabbos, so that's why they weren't madlik. So here, the nit adloke will tell us that it was a chosel, not a mole. That it was a chosel, they weren't able to be madlik. If it was a mole, why weren't they madlik? So a mole, the... by not doing anything, you can hear a message from that. Yeah. He tell over an interesting maise. Someone once went to Rabbi Ruchem, and he asked the Matgerata Mashidach. So he went, and he was asking all around about the Meduberes. This one doesn't know her. No one knew her. He couldn't find anyone who knows the girl. So he went over to Rabbi Ruchem. He says, he can't find out anything about it. So Rabbi Ruchem told me, ich verstehe nicht, sie reden, aber du hörst doch nicht. Du hörst doch nicht, was sie sagen. No one knows her all of a sudden. So that alone is saying a lot. No one knows her. That's saying they don't want to talk about her. Al Kaponim, aber amol, nicht reden, sie hat gesagt. By not being madlik, Meitzoi Shabbos, so we're saying that it was not a Meitzoi Shabbos, Tikirosh Chodesh. So Akoch Rosh Chodesh was Friday, and forget that's why there was no hadlaka. The kivin dele avdina meitzoy Shabbos, bovdina and amole made the yodi the chosu. So the Gemara says, afilo hochi osu lemite. They'll make a tois. Omri hai molehu. People won't know. They'll say, could be it was a mole. Vahai deloy avdi. Aye, so why wasn't there Meitzoi Shabbos, why weren't they Meisim Mesuais? Isnusi, who the Isnusi? Could be an Oynes occurred. Let us see what Rashi says. ויאמרת שנהי רגילים בין החוס ובין המולי, עושה למית תהשת בני הגוי לעומרי. So they won't know if you are madlik meitzoi Shabbos, they won't know if it means that Shabbos was Rosh Chodesh or Friday was Rosh Chodesh. Aval hashtid lo yavdinen ela achosa, ki yavdinen le meitzoi Shabbos yodi dechosaru. They know you're only madlik an achosa. So memele, so they'll realize that the previous Chodesh was chosa. Vavdinen amoli, v'anan regilim lasa iskol shah hamleim, Maydi yodi de chosso. So the Gemara said, no, let's be madlik by both. And if we have such a case that was Rosh Chodesh Friday, maydi yodi de chosso, machmas isu Shabbos shira b'leil masoi, savnim numa lahosi. That means we have a kashem. If Rosh Chodesh was Friday, why weren't they madlik? So we have a teretz. Because it was Shabbos. If Rosh Chodesh was Shabbos, why weren't they madlik? So we don't have a teretz. It's a right. Rosh Chodesh was Friday. So the Gemara says, no, could be, we'll ask this kasha, and people will say this nusi, b'shikres shel mishte ha-Shabbos. Could be that people indulged in shtiyas yayin Shabbos, and that brought about that Bezdin was unable to get shluchim meitzoi Shabbos. God, they bring a medrash vanis filosi lecho Hashem eis rotzayin, that the medrash says that is the difference between Klal Yisrael in umes ha'olam. Umes ha'olam, when the shoyis, so they're not up to being mispalo. In Klal Yisrael, Eis Mincha, even though it's Azman Shikres, and those, when he's filosi lecho Hashem. Aval kapodem vaistach ha'is, it was Azman Shikres. So it could be, by not being madlik meitzoi Shabbos, they will not receive the message that Rosh Chodesh was Erev Shabbos. Could be Rosh Chodesh was Shabbos, and since Rosh Chodesh was Shabbos, that's also a sibe that they were unable to be madlik meitzoi Shabbos because of shikres. That's the Gemara from Amele, but therefore that's the Eitzah. The Eitzah is we're only madlik by a chosa. For only madlik by a chosa. So memele, so they'll be madlik as this meitzoi Shabbos, and they'll know they're being madlik because it's a chosa. Frek the Gemara v'le eved amole v'le eved achosa klal. Why did you do it this way? That's if you make on both, it's going to be a problem. So why were they boicher? That the Mesi Masuis on a chosa, make it on a mole. Let us see what Rashi says. V'la eved a mole, v'loi a chosa. V'chi mikla reish chodesh chosa be'erev Shabbos, v'loi avdinin, mei di yodi de chosaru. V'loi toli b'shikritz, Ela b'midi d'shchiach. D'chol chadoshim chseirem loy avdinon, v'haynami loy ovod. Now Rashi had a problem. Rashi had a problem if you'll say that you make an amole and not an achosa. So let's say if the chodesh amole, if yom lamadala falls out on Shabbos, and they won't be madlik. So what's, that's a raya that it was a chosa. So what's the raya? Could be it was a mole. Nisnusi isnis. That was Rashi's kasha. So Rashi answers, you wouldn't say that. Why wouldn't you say that? Because there's a difference between the Gemara before and the Gemara now. the Gemara before, there we were saying that you're Madlik and a Chosar and a Mole. Now, but they weren't Madlik. So really, there's an Achidish Chosar, there's a Chiyav Adloke, and a Achidish Mole, there's a Chiyav Adloke. They weren't Madlik. Why weren't they Madlik? So Al Kolchach, even though there's a Chiyav Adloke, there was a Siba, they couldn't be Madlik. Could be the Siba was because it was a Achidish Chosar, and you can't be Madlik because of Shabbos. Could be it was a Chodesh Molei, and the Siba, they weren't Madlik because they were Shikras. That means, and if there is a Chiyav Hadloke for both Yomim, there is a Siba why there wasn't Hadloke for both Yomim. So if there's no Hadloke period, so we don't know what the reason was. There was a reason that there was no Hadloke. It could be the reason was because it was because of Shikris. Could be the reason was because it was a Chodesh Chosar, and Erev Shabbos, you're not allowed to be Madlik. So there I wouldn't know anything. But if they say there is that on a Chosar, you're never Madlik. There's no Chiyav Hadloke. On a Mole, there is a Chiyav Hadloke. So now I see there was no Hadloke. Now, Clara Shaila, why was there no Hadloke? Was there no Hadloke because there was no Chiyav Hadloke? Or was there a Chiyav Hadloke? There was a Vavapike mitzad eze sibe, it wasn't in the sky. In such a suffix, Yezikhe Toile, that the reason there wasn't Hadloke because there wasn't a Chiyav Hadloke. That's what Rashi says of him. He miklar is chodesh chosa berev Shabbos, v'lo yevdinin mei de yodi de chosu, v'lo yitoli b'shikris, elo b'midi de shchiyach, t'chol chadoshim chseyim lo yevdinin v'ay nami lo yovi. That means if I have a suffix, was there no adloke because there's no chiv adloke, or there's no adloke, there was a chiv, now something happened and they weren't madlik, Yezikhe toile that there was no hadloke because there's no chiyav hadloke. That's how Bachs Mirashi means to say. The Turei Evan and the Svas Emes both tiny, you could say much more poshita. If there's a chiyav hadloke by a mole and the chosad is no chiyav hadloke, so they both say, so the din would be, let's say there was shikras taka mitzoy Shabbos. So he says, you know what you do? Sunday night, you're madlik. That means there's a din, a chodesh mole, you have to be madlik. So if they weren't madlik mitzoy Shabbos, they should have been madlik Sunday night. That was pshat nabayis kasha. Abayis tamayulik kasha. If there's a chiyav hadloke on both days, So there's no eitzah. Friday night they weren't madlik because they're not madlik Friday night. Shabbos night they weren't madlik because could be there was shikra. So I don't know. Could be. So both days there was no adloke. I don't know anything. Could be it was because there was a chos. Could be it was because of mole. I'll be madlik Sunday night. I'm still ignorant. I don't know why they're madlik for. They're madlik for Friday. They're madlik for Shabbos. So there's no eitzah. But if the halacha would be that on a mole you're madlik. So Mamele and Anachosa, you're never Madlik. So if for some reason they weren't Madlik Meitzoy Shabbos, the Turei Evan and the Svas Emes says, oh, they'll be Madlik Sunday. What's the problem? So Mamele, that was the Kasha. So the Kasha was, let us be Madlik, he says, Anamoli. Why did they pick out a Chosa? Let us be Madlik Anamoli. And you won't have any problems. Amar Abaye Mishum Bittul Meloche La'om Shnei Yomim. Amar Abaye Mishum Bittul Meloche. Like I've seen in Gzeire. No, there'll be a Bittul Meloche. I Amrit Naved Amole V'lo Yachosa. Ein Lecho Reish Hashone She'im Mizbatlim B'nei Hagoyle Mimeloche Shnei Yomim. Yoim Lamed Shema Hayoim Reish Hashone. V'yoyim shloishim ve'echot, sheme ibru es ha-chodesh, v'yoyim reish ha-shon, and they can never find out. Avol ki avdinin masuois achosar, lo'er yoyim lamed, but if you make masuois, the night after the 30th day, yodi shebiyayim shloishim nikva, v'yasu l'malacha l'malacha, v'im b'teilim shnayomim ela b'mubah. That means that if the simon is anachosa, Svarashi weiss doch eis an Rosh Chodesh alone, there's no difference. What's the difference if there's no bitl melacha l'chair an Rosh Chodesh? But an Rosh Hashanah, there'll be a bitl melacha. That means if they would have a simon after the anachosa, they have a simon, so they'll know. Meitzoi Rosh Hashanah, there'll be madlik masuais. So they'll know that the previous day was Rosh Hashanah. So the next day they can go to work. But if you always make it on a mole, so they're kept in suspense for 2 days. So lemaisa there's a bitul melacha for 2 days. I think bitul melacha means that that the people won't be able to work. If that is true, I had a shtikul ha'ore. The Elef HaMogein and the Mat Ephraim Simen Tov Reish Beis Simen Kuf Yud Gimel brings from the Ramak of Moshe Kadoive. He speaks about the whole Aser Shemei Tshuve, so he says Yomim Eilu Yiyu Kemoi Chalamoit, that the whole Aser Shemei Tshuve should be to a person like Chalamoit, Hainu, not to go on chalamay trips. No, shalayasa behem ela melocha hechrochis. Only what he has to do, that he should do. Bahashar, the rest of the day, be'esek ha-toyre u'tshuve, u'manoyalu ha-anoshim ha-yoytzim le-polom la-vaydosom kol ha-yoyim ba-yomim ha-kdoishim ha-elu. So they zakta. So lachayre, I don't see the tremendous hefse that they hold 2 days Rosh Hashanah upon them, the second day of Aseret Shemei Tshuva. So they'd be in shul another day is no, my Rash. Reisach nisht. But al kaponim, that's how Rashi says pshat. Rashi says pshat that als bitul melacha they held that the bitul melacha is only negeya Rosh Hashanah. And that's why they were keveya. That they were meisi masuos after the first day of Shchaidish. Let us see this taisis. Now then we'll come back to the other taisis. And mishum bitl malacha la'om shnei yomim. Perish bekuntres ein lachorei sheshane shein mizbatlem b'nei goyla mimlocha beis yomim ben amole ben achosa. Of the achoser yodi shebiyoyim shloishem nikve v'yasu melocha lemocha. So Rashi says that the whole teretz is bitul melocha of Rosh Hashanah. Ulechinam dochak leforish Rosh Hashanah da'akol Rosh Chodesh koi. It's negeya every Rosh Chodesh. Ki loy hoyu rigilim lases melocha b'Rosh Chodesh. The Hamoin Am, it seems this was a minig, not a din, but me minig, they didn't do malacha Rosh Chodesh. K'nem rinen, b'perik ha-koyri ha-samegila oimeid, b'she'ein boi bitul malacha la'om, a day where by making a longer kriyas ha-toyre, it will not be misaviv bitul malacha la'om, so they thought made a longer kriyas ha-toyre, therefore there's 4 koyrim. Which day is there no bitul melacha l'om? Kegoin Rosh Chodesh, v'chaylei shel moed, koirin arbo. So you see klar that Rosh Chodesh is a day shein by bitul melacha l'om. Why isn't there bitul melacha l'om? Because you have to rush to work. There was a nachahalo and a musaf, nach an oile and l'teira. But some ice days they didn't rush to work Rosh Chodesh. They didn't work Rosh Chodesh. So then it's poshit. So takanigay. If that was the minig, so therefore the 12 months during the year, it's kedai to know if Rosh Chodesh was a chosa that they're permitted to do work the second day. Urigilin loymer the welt zogt, and in other places really it's a pilkei de Rabbi Elazar. She'oisiv hamokim yontiv lenoshim b'Rosh Chodesh. For the noshim it's a yontiv, בשכר שלו נשרצו על מייסי האגל. כשאום עולם ארוין פירקו נזמי הזוב אשר באוזני נשייכם, ויספורקו כלאום אשר באוזניהם. Aaron told them to take from the women. The women b'shem ofer did not want to give away the jewelry for the eagle. Aval de nishayim loy heviyu shloy rotzu anoshim lite. So in the schus that they did not give away the jewelry for the eagle, so they were zoiche to a yontif of Reish Chodesh. The shayla is, they did a p'sagavalda kezach, but how does Rosh Chodesh, what shaykhes does Rosh Chodesh have to Noshim? Why dafke the yontem of Rosh Chodesh? The Taisus HaRosh is moisef a little tavlin on this Pirkei de Rabbi Elazar. The Taisus HaRosh says, Olafi shehanoshim mischatshois beveston milamed lelamed biyoreyach. So the Rosh also, because Noshim have a Chiddush Havest. Still not too clear, but there's a Sefer Chassidim, Tatshin Memches, says perhaps a little better. The Lama Nimshalo Ha'isha L'Yoreyach, Loimeloch, Ma Ha'Yoreyach Hilech U'Mizgadol Chatziya Chiddush, וחצי החודש מסחסר, that's the צורס היורח, כך חצי החודש האישה בתקווה עם בילה, וחצי החודש גלמודו מבילה בנידוסו. So there's a dimion, there's a strong dimion of anhoges האישה to the levona. There's a zman of milui, there's a zman of broche, and there's a zman of chesorin. And an Isha is daime in this nekuda to the levone. So just like in the b'shas the chiddush alavone, so there is a yontif. So that yontif was given to noshim who have a dimyon to chiddush alavone and chesaron alavone. Let us see Taisvis and Chof Beis Amid Beis. Gzeira Mishum Reish Chodesh Chosor Shechaliyais Be'erev Shabbos. You'd be madlik by both, so Meitzoi Shabbos, you wouldn't know Pshat in the Adlok. Ochinami Avimotzi Lameima Mishum Reish Chodesh Mole Shechaliyais Be'Shabbos. It could be was a Reish Chodesh Mole. Mahani Taimi Demeforshi, the same thing. That means if you have to be madlik for a mole, and people will not know, maybe they'll think, maybe this was a chosa, and you'll be madlik at a night later. V'hodeloi ovid b'maitzoi Shabbos, isnusi isnusu. So the Gemara says, if, the Gemara is the kash, let's be madlik by both, sai by a chosa, sai by a mole. And what will be if Reish Chodesh falls out Erev Shabbos? So then we won't be madlik at all. So then people will know that the reason they weren't madlik because it was a chos, because it was a mole. Why weren't they madlik? So the Gemara asked, "Vadalei Ovid b'Meitzoy Shabbos Isnusi Isnusi." The people won't know. There's Meitzoy Shabbos is also a reason not to be madlik. V'imtayma v'hashte nami v'loy ovdu amole klal. Take the Chosves. Now that we don't make an amole. Ki meichal reish chodesh mole b'shabbos. So when reish chodesh is a mole b'shabbos, yoimru hai chosaru. So people will say, we're not madlik on a mole, only madlik on a chosar. Yoimru, ki meichal reish chodesh mole b'shabbos. When the Reish Chodesh Mole is Chal B'Shabbos, Shemru, Hai Chosahu, people will say it was a Chosah, V'Hai Deloi Ovid L'Meitzoi Shabbos, Isnusei D'Isnusu. He says, if there's a Svara of Oynes, so L'Meitzoi, so people will say, maybe it was Taka Chosah, why weren't they mad? And a Mole, you never madlik. But it could be it was a Chosah, and they weren't madlik, Meitzoi Shabbos, because there was an oinus. Again, this is the terrace of the Svasemis and the Turiyevin, so they should have been Madlik Sunday night. But one of that Tais was Kashi. Vishloim, so Tais says the same type of terrace with Rashi. So, Taiche, the Vadai of the La'oilo Masuiz, Beina Mole, Beina Chosef, you're always being Madlik Masuiz, Kile of the Klal, Vadai Toli Boinis. So then we're saying that whatever Rosh Chodesh was, there was a Chi of Hadlokke. There was no Adlokke because of Sibis. So could be Meitzoy Shabbos was also a Sibir not to be Madlik because the Shikris is Shailatem. Aval Hash, the Zimnin of the Vizimnin Loyavdi. But now we have a Klal like this, that an Achosa, we're always a Madlik. And a Moli, we're never Madlik. Loyavdi Hash, the Meitzoy Shabbos, Loytoli Ba'oinis. So then we'll say, the reason they weren't madlik is because it's a mole, and a mole there's no hadlok. Zakti Gemara Vaita. Keitzat hoyu masiyin masuis, meviyin klunosois. Omar Rav Yehuda, dalid minei arozinheim. There are four types of eres, types of cedars. Eres, Katroin, Eit Shemen, Ubroish. This is all from the Eres family. Katroin, which means Katroin? Omar Rav Adro. That's what a Katroin is. Dve Rabbi Shili Omri Mavlige. Omri Lo Zu Gulmish. But Al Koponim, Rabbi Yehuda said there are four types of Arozim. The Machlik is what the Katroin is. Uplige de Rabbe Barafune. The Omar Rabbe Barafune Omri Beirav. Asore mine arozim hai. There are 10 mine arozim, not 4, 10. Shenema etain ba midbo, erez, shito, vahadas, ve'eit shomen. That's 4. Osim ba arove, beroish, tito, usa asho, yachtov. Another 3. We still don't have 10, but that the Gemara is going to ask soon. Now the Gemara is going to explain these 7 minim that the Pasuk says that there are. Erez arzo, shite torniso, hadas aso, eit shemen afarsimo, broish brato, tido shago, ta'ashu shurivne. So these are the 7. For the Gemara, Hani, Shiva, Havu, these are 7. And you said before that there's 10. And for the Gemara, Ki Osa, Ravdima, Omar, Oisifu, Aloyem, Aloinim, Almoinim, Almoigim. These are the other 3. Aloinim, Butmi, Almoinim, Bluti, Almoigim, Kisisa. Ikedamri, Aroinim, Almoinim, Almoigim. Aroinim, Ari, Almoinim, Dulvi, Almoigim, Kisisa. Now, let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi, Omar Rav Adro. We wanted to know what Katroim is. So Rav says Adro. Kach Shem Ha'ilon Kedamrinin B'Meseches Beya. Yita Behem Ado. Turnisa pinaya belaz. A turnisa is a pine tree. Brato busu belaz. This is a boxwood tree. Shago shaf belaz. This is a fir tree. Butmi ulmi belaz. This is an elm tree. Bluti tzirkive belaz is an oak tree. Shegdalem boy pri shekirin gliando acorns. Ksisa min eitz ha'oilo bekarka hayam. Shmoi kuralo. This is corral. Ari levire shem ha'ilon. This is the name is a laurel tree. Vespirya kirin bais. This is the berries of a laurel tree. Duvi kashtanya is a chestnut tree. Let us see Taisvis. Zak Taisvis. Arbo mine arozim. Taimo. The beperik lulav agozul. Omar Rav Yehuda suke eina neheges ela ba arbo minim shebelulav. that a sukkah is only for the dalad min shabulub. Porich alo mahod machshe av Yehuda lesachech b'nisorim shel erez she'ein b'hem arbo al arbo. Gemara asks a stir on Rabbi Yehuda. One place Rabbi Yehuda said that you only can be misachech a sukkah with dalad min shabulub. In another place, Rabbi Yehuda was machshe. You could be misachech b'nisorim shel erez. But don't have dalet tvachim, alo dalet tvachim. So it's a stira. How is an eres kosher for sichuch? It's not dalet minim shabalulu. Umishani, my eres, hodos. Eres is hodos. Ki oma rabba baravuna, yud mini arozim heim. All of these 10 minim are in the eres family. So that's pshat. So, but our Gemara says that Emerson, there's a machloikis. Rabbi Yehuda said, Dalad mini arozim heim. And he only had Eres katrem eit shemen ubroish. Rav Hune, Omri beirav, asorim mini arozim heim. And he had already a hodos. So good, so according to Rav Hune, a hodos is belongs to the Eres family. So we for Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda can hold mesachachim b'nesorim shal eres, and Rabbi Yehuda can also hold that a mesachachim ala baba minim shabalula, because a hodos belongs to the eres family. Abba vahash, del Rabbi Yehuda, omer rav, domer arbo v'sulay, but according to Rabbi Yehuda says, there's only four minim, is ma'ikal ha'meimet, so what are we going to do with this memory of Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yehuda said, that you can be mesachech with an eres, and an eres, and the four minim of eres, not one of them is kosher for lula. The Taisvis v'shema ochel inyan mekech u'memker pligi. The machlokes over here, that means the zicher apostle getting by midbar eres, shita v'hadas, v'it shaman and pashta dekro, it seems these are all types of minei eres. That everyone is moid. No one thinks that the pasuk. The machloikis here is in Mekech and Memkech. If a person says that he's going to build him something out with materials made out of erez, what falls into these materials? Now, so the machloikis is what the loshen b'nei adam is. Avul kulo moide da sori mine arozenheim. So Memele, so the Gemara and Sukkah that Rabbi Yehuda says it's kosher to Mesachach b'nesorim shel erez could be speaking about Hodos. Yerushalmi choshev esrim v'arbo minim. The Gemara had said that Shito Tunisa. Tunisa Rashi said that's a pine tree. The Perikame Davoy de Zore de Omar Mai its Treublin. There it says you're not allowed to sell its Treublin to Goyim. So the Gemara, because they used it for the Avoy de Zore, so the Gemara says Mai its Treublin Tunisa. So Taisva says Lav Haino Tunisa de Hocha. It's the same word, but it's speaking about a different concept to Gansen. Dahu ain loy iker kedamash mahosam. The Gemara says over there that this utstrublim does not have an iker. That means that it be meisach shomim, it doesn't have a sheirish. It only grows be meisach hama, and then the sheirish dies out be meisach shomim. So we have to plant it again. V'hai dehocheh shu min erez vada yesh loy sheirish. If it's an erez, it's ich as a sheirish. Voi tonise hu de loy misbin, they can make a diuk, you can't sell them a tonise, or shari lon is misbin. If tonise is a tree, so vice is this tree you're not allowed to sell, but other trees you're allowed to sell. Vos nan, we learned the Mishnah, moichem lembe mechuba lekalke. You can't sell them anything that's mechuba lekalke. So if tonise is a tree, so lav davke tonise, any tree you're not allowed to sell them. Triagav nadai kosum gabi dekol tap. The Gemara Estakasha says not to sell them a dekel tap, so the Gemara says the advice is a dekel bish, you're allowed to sell them. You cannot sell them anything that's mechuba lekalk. Lekach nire da'i da'osom min adomo ke'en kuvrisa de perik omar abekive. Their tunis is not a tree, it's a type of a earth. It's like a sulfur. It's the same name, but it's something else in Gansen. So it's not a tree, it's a type of a earth, a mineral that you're allowed to sell them. So as Emes wants to say, could be, we hear here in the ten minim we have an erez, one of them is a hodos. He says, a hodos is also ein laike. What does it mean, the hodos ein laike? He says, well, you don't cut a hodos, you don't leave the sheirish in the ground, you pull it out with its roots. That's the seder. So could be this tonise is also similar to a hodos, that it's, it grows take, it's not, but you always pull it out take, just like a hodos is an erez, which also doesn't remain in the earth a whole year. It is pulled out, it's derech litloish. So it could be that is pshat and tonisa. Eight shemen afar semoin. Vohodr si vayas kruvim atse shemen. Umetargeminen oe dezeiso. Tregavni eight shemen. There are two types of eight shemen. Da afar semoin lav a eight zayiso. Afar semoin is not an eight zayiso. Dr si beezre zu ahor veviu ale zayis va ale eight shemen. Umesechis tomid eight zayis posel amaroch eight shemen kosher. So, kaponim, eight shemen does not have to mean eight zayis. It's that the eight shemen is eight of a falsamine, and eight zayis is an olive tree. No, grad, the pasuk in Melachim that says, atzei shemen, there, we're speaking about an olive tree. Armoinim dulvi, perish bekuntris, kashtinia. This is chestnuts. Bekoshbek, lulav agozul, gabi anof of choifin es eitzoi, Porich ve'ema dulve. Maybe it's a chestnut branch. The leaves of a chestnut branch are not chayfed, do not completely cover the branch. So how could it be a chestnut tree? So you have to know klo harashilim shatn yani gemorim. Zog the gemorim weiter. It says in the Pasuk, Betzi Adir Lo Yavrenu. Betzi Adir means a very strong, large ship will not go through, there will be a Nachal surrounding Yerushalayim, and a large ship will not be able to go through this Nachal. Omar Rav Zu Bulni Gdoila. This is a very large ship. Heichi Ovdu, what did they do with the ship? Maisu shit alfe gavri betreisa yalchi. They take 6,000 workers, and they work for 12 months, shati. Bomir lo treisa alfe gavri beshita yalchi shati. Vitoni lo chalo ad shachma. They, seems from the Ben Yoyodo, you don't need so many workers to build the ship. It seems you need the amount of workers to sink the ship. They wanted this, it was a very big ship, they wanted it to sink to the bottom of the ocean. So they filled it up with some sacks of sand. Vinochis, now what did they accomplish? But it was a big ship, even when it was sunk, part of the ship was still over the water. Vinochis bara meroi, then they took deep sea divers, Vikota atuni dikisne, and they took strong rope made out of linen. Vikota, and they tied atuni dikisne bekisise. Bekisise, we had before, that's almoigim, that's corral. So they took rope, and they tied one chalik of the rope to the roots of this corral tree, which grows under the ocean. And then, v'kotelu besvinte, and the other end of the rope, they tied to the ship. Then, v'notlu chala, v'shodu lavoy. Then they started unpacking the sand. This is amuyim de ka'arbet. It took between 6 and 12 months to fill it up with sand. Now they took out the sand, v'shodu lavoy, and they threw it out. I don't know where they threw it to. Al Kaponim, they threw it out. Now, if you have the ship was submerged, you had a tremendous ship, which was submerged because of the sand was holding it down. Now, they take out the sand. So, Mamela, the ship is going to start floating. Now, you have, it's going to float, so it's going to tear out the Kamo, the Midlayo. As the ship starts to float, Okro, Umasio, so it tears out these trees, and it brings it together with it. Umachlif al-chad train bekaspet. And this was very valuable, this corral was very valuable. The Sifsei Chachomim says that for a pound of corral, they pay 2 pounds of silver. Tlas parvese havian, there were three ports which did a tremendous business. Tarti bay armoi, were by the armoim, vechode de bay parsoi, one was by the parsiim. The bay armoi maskin ksisa, their business was with corral. This was a big business. The bay parsoi maskin maginai, so they used to be in the pearl business. Umikraya, and this was called Parvese de Mishamhig. This was called a royal port. This was, in Parsi, this was the port. Zot Rashi, Betzi Adel Lo Yavrenu, Lenachu Shosid Lotzis Mi Beis Hamigdosh. Subunik Doyla, Svine Shekoyren Drumunt. Heichi Ovdi, Oisei Bunik Doyla, Lamaya Vida, what was it used for? Chalochel sand, adishachno shuleo sheichnim bekakoi sayam, veidenu niris lamailo. It was still, it wasn't completely submerged. Min amayim, the bemokim shalmoigim gdeilim v'yam, ein yam omer kol kach. Baram eroi, mulumid loshet benohores, he was an expert diver, v'kotar nitaid, atuni dekisne chavile pishten ropes of linen, Shehen koshin li notek, which is very difficult to tear. Bekoi shiroi shechet b'sheir ashilon, b'roi shechet b'burni, b'shokle hanach gavri, chalo desvinte b'shodo lavroi, v'yoylom itoich hamayim, v'oy keres sharoshe ha'ilom. Parvesa purta belazis was a purta beloshen mishne nomu. Maske magnioso, mikakoi sayam aidei bar meroi, they were in the pearl business. Mikrayan, this port was called Parvese de Mishamik, Oiso Shapas Nikreis Nomo Shal Meluche. This was a royal port. Zuk the Gemara weiter, Omar Rab Yochanan. Now the Gemara is going to darshan the pasuk we had before, Etain Bamidbo Eresh Shita Vahadas. So the Gemara says, Omar Rab Yochanan, Kol Shita Vishita, every tree. Shenotlu nochem Yerushalayim, which the Goyim went and took out of Yerushalayim, osid akadish bochu laharziron lo. The Rabbi Yishlom will make sure they're going to get back into Yerushalayim. Shenemar etain ba midbar, the midbar is going on Yerushalayim, erez shita, I'll give it back, I'll make sure it's going to get back. Nothing will be taken away from Yerushalayim. Ve'ein midbar ele Yerushalayim, shnemetziyin midbar hayosa. So that's what the Rebbein Shlom is guaranteeing. Nothing will be taken away. V'amar Rabbi Yochanan, kol haloime teire v'ene melamda, doime lahodos b'amidbo. Lahodos has a reyach, but if it's in a midbo, there's no one that can appreciate the value that the hodos has. Ikedami kololoyme teira melamde bemokim she'ein talmidei chachamim doime lahodos b'amidbar dechoviv. Akert, if there's not too much competition, so kaponim, every dovo toiv is highly appreciated. Va'omar, Rabbi Yochanan said another member, oy lahem loivdei kechovim she'ein lahem takone. They to the goyim, they won't have an eitzah, they won't have a takone. Shenemar, tachas anechoshes ovi zohov. The posik says in Yeshaya, the nechoshes which the goyim had taken away from Klal Yisrael, they're going to pay back. They're not going to pay back with nechoshes, they're going to pay back with zohov. That means how much nechoshes they took, they'll pay back with zohov. They're going to pay back triple the amount, 10 times the amount. V'tachas ha-barzel or v'kesev. V'tachas ha-eitzim, l'choishes. V'tachas ha-vonim, barzel. So that means they'll pay back. So there's a takone, they'll pay back. They'll lose a lot of money, but they're going to pay back restorations, whatever they took. V'tachas Rabbi Kiva v'chaveiro. But that, that they killed Rabbi Kiva v'chaveirov, my mevi'in, what will they be able to pay back on that? And that there won't be any kaifa for them. Baleim hu oimer v'ni keisi. Rabbi Nishlom says, from the other aveiris, I could be menake the umis ha'ilam, abodamam. But the dam of the harugim, loini kesi, that there will be no nikoyim. There will have to be a revenge, nefesh, tachas nefesh. It's very interesting, the Chassam Sofer brings down, the pasuk before tachas hanachoshes. The pasuk ends, V'goy aleich avir Yaakov tachas hanachoshes. Then starts the pasuk tachas hanachoshes. The previous pasuk ends, V'goy aleich avir Yaakov. So the Chassam Sofer brings down from the Rishonim, avir Yaakov is Oisiyos Rabbi Akiva. That's how Rabbi Akiva came in. That means, so that's how Chazal came into Rabbi Akiva over here. And then Tachas HaNechoshes does, but Rabbi Akiva, there's no payment for that. And he also says, it says by the, in Parshas Vayechi, it also says, Avir Yaakov, by the Broche to Yosef, so he says there Rabbi Akiva also came in, because Rabbi Akiva was a Gilgal of Yosef. It was that Akiva ben Yosef, he was Mechaper also on the chet of Yosef. So Avir Yaakov is Meramez on Rabbi Akiva. Zot Rashi, v'nikesi domam loy nikesi. Imbosi l'nakei sa'akum mishar evoinois loyanakeim midomam shel Yisrael. The Mishnah says further, Me'ein hoyu mesiyim asueis, mi beis balsin, my beis balsin. So the Mishnah said that the beis balsin was the last har that they were mesiyim asueis. My beis balsin, omarab, zu biram. This is biram. Taisa says, Zubiram, Mash Mekan Shumeretz Yisrael, V'chei Meforsh Rabbeinu Tam Bekedushin, Gabi Miyachsi De Pumpedisa Mi Biram Nosabi. They used to marry, the Miyachosim from Pumpedisa used to marry the Mishpachas of Biram. That was an Eretz Yisrael Dekim Mishpach. So it says weiter, that they stopped over there, and from there, the way that Sheiroye is called Hagoyla Lefonov to Medusa Saish. Omar Rav Yosef, what's the Goyla Zupum Pedisa? My ke Medusa Saish, Tona Kol Echad Vechad Noita Lavuke Biyodoi Vaoyle Leroish Kagoy. So they saw the whole Pumpedisa in flames, like. Tanya Rav Shimon and Alozo Eimer. So we had four mountain ranges over here. We had the Aramishche, Sartavis, Grufine, Chavron, five. Chavron, Lebeis, Balsam. Five mountain ranges over here. Rav Shimon Elazar said he had others. Chorim, Bechayo, Begeda, Bechavreiseo, to bring from the Goyne, different gears. Iked, so Lechayre, it's a stirit. What is Pshat taste is? Iked Amri, Beini, Ubeini, Havikaimi. That between the mountain ranges that the Mishnah spoke out, these were in between. So he's Moisev that on these mountains, they also used to be Madlik. Ikid Amri, Lahach Gise Deretz Yisroel Havikaimi. Lahach, the other side of Eretz Yisroel Havikaimi. Ma Choshev Dahai Gise, Ma Choshev Dahai Gise.
The Sifsei Chachamim explains that Bavel was Tzofin and Mizrach of Eretz Yisrael. So the other mountain ranges were on the Tzvaynay of Eretz Yisrael facing Bavel that was Betzofin. And other mountain ranges were on the Mizrach of Eretz Yisrael also facing Bavel. Amar Rab Yechonim ben kol achas va'achas, between one mountain range and the other, shmeine parsois. Kama havelu, tlosin v'tartit. So it comes out that from Yerushalayim, Harazesim was the first one that was near Yerushalayim, till the last one, so it comes out, tlosin v'tartit. So the 32 parsois from Yerushalayim till the end of Eretz Yisrael. Frag the Gemara va idne tuva have. There's much more. There's much more than 32 parsois. Am Rabbi is tatume is tatum lehu darke. That the drachim became, there used to be straight drachim. So mamela, then there was take 32 parsois. But the drachim became meukim. So mamela, it's much longer. Tersiv lachen hin nisach es darkech besirim. Rav Nachman Yitzchak Amar Mahoche Dechsiv Nesivoisai Ovo. Zogt Rashi, Af Chorim Vekiyah Vegodor Hoy Mesim Amasus Barosh Yorim Shalahem Beini Beini Dahanach Tamasnisin Avikayim Hanach. They were in between. Bidach Gishu Shal Arch Yisrael Letzad Bovo Shnei Tzodim Shal Arch Yisrael Nimshochim Letzad Bovo Ben kol achas v'achas, anach damas nisim, mistutim d'achi, v'erzu, v'orzu, ahirchim derech akolasin. They went on a krum oifen. The sirim koitzim. Let us see toisviz, kam ahavalu tlosa v'talten. So it comes out that there's 32 parsois from Yerushalayim to the end of Eretz Yisrael. Taimah, bizman shebeis amigdash kayim nami merchiki. So this came about because istamuta yistatum. Abavaisis bizman abayis, duos takir 32. Taimah bizman shebeisim nishkam nami melchiki tuva, kinemuchach beperkama de tainish, shei mahalach tesva of yoim, was a 15-day distance, mirushalayim atsoifah shekol eretz Yisrael. Taibi kadeh shei megir achin sheberetz Yisrael naha pros, vzeho yi letzad bovul, the pros letzad bovul. So lechayre, now a person can walk 10 parsa a day, so memela 32 parses, three and a half days, you can make it berevach. And here it says, bisman habayis, it took 15 days. Then lechag b'migdash rishon l'migdash sheni, k'damash b'kei l'metzias, yeah. B'tzoch loyme d'ritzu en nafke l'eretz Yisrael mitzad echad at pros, chutz mibovo. That means there was one ritzue that extended out of Eretz Yisrael, and those who lived on this Ritzua, this was a 15-day distance. This jutted out of Eretz Yisrael. But the normal Eretz Yisrael take was 32 parsa. The kosha, haich efshe shi Yerushalayim ha-betabo shal Eretz Yisrael, shi dalded meis parsa, dalded meis lecholtzat, rei mahalach shnei meis lecholtzat, rei mahalach esrim yomim, la'achen shab Yerushalayim. Mahalach Esa Pasois, a person works Esa Pasois b'chol yom, so it should take 20 days. Boy, the Rayardim in a Mizrach Mahalach Yom Echad, in a Mizrach Yerushalayim, Bukotz Eretz Yisrael. So how is that possible? And the Etzim Kasha of Toisvis before, the Toisvis HaRosh says, before we said there are 32 parsa, And here we say that it takes 15 days. So the Teis HaRosh is something very interesting. The Lei Kosher, the Mahalach Eretz Yisrael Leilech Boi B'nei Odom Hoyerav HaDerech. That means the way people go, not the way the crow flies. So Taka took 15 days, because in order for you to get from Yerushalayim, you had to go up mountains and down mountains. So Mamela took 15 days. Avol ahorim hayesmuchim ze lo ze. But if you go the way the crow flies, from a mele, so that the Gemara is saying from the first hour to the last hour, there's 32 parsa. Shahare lud hayesa, so it brings something very interesting. It brings there's a Mishnah that says, lud hayesa mahalach yoim mi Yerushalayim. Lud was a day's walk from Yerushalayim. Ubi Rishalmi Koma, this is very interesting. So today's work, the Bnois Lud, the Bnois Lud, Hoyu Madlikin Neiriseyin Be'erev Shabbos, used to be Madlik Neiris Erev Shabbos, and after Adlokis Neiris, V'Hoylchois Umispalalois Be'Beis HaMikdosh, they went to the Beis HaMikdosh, V'Choizrois Le'Botein, it's Meredik, we don't know what used to happen, they used to walk, after Adlokis Neiris, they walked to the Beis HaMikdosh, whatever they did over there, Isis was a minion of the Beis HaMikdosh, and a mispalalois be Beis HaMikdosh, v'choizreis lebotem, and they went back to their houses. Frekta Taisus Arash, how could they do this? If it takes, there's a mission that says there's a day's distance from Lut to Yerushalayim, and they went after Adlokas Neris, and they came back not too late either. So how did they do this? Elo shederech mechilois tachas ahorim, there was a tunnel going from Lud to Yerushalayim, or yederech korib. V'derech shehoilchim boi b'nei Adam. That was, there's a Mishnah that says it's a day's distance. That means if you don't go through the tunnel, shech m'bnei Adam, afu od oy mahalach yoyim, ki eretz ha megvois ha yis eretz Yisrael. V'od ekamer istatit mei ulchosa, afilu derech shebein ahorim, sheyekorib lam nisrachik. The Gemara means afilu the level distance also became nisrachik.